Just touch on renewables before we finish this little slot, because we haven't really looked in detail. Maria McCaffrey is the Chief Executive of Renewable UK, Britain's leading trade body for wind, marine and tidal energy. Hello, Maria.
Hiya.
Controversy, dogs, renewables as much as anything else, not least because we've just been told earlier on that perhaps there's this this air of unreliability about renewables. The sun doesn't always shine, the wind doesn't always blow.
Well, there's no secret about it being a variable output technology, but the facts speak for themselves. Last weekend we saw that we broke yet another record, 24%, a quarter almost of the total national electricity requirement came singularly from wind energy. And we recognise that's exceptional, but the contribution is getting higher and higher, and reliability on predictions of wind resource are getting better and better and more accurate all the time.
How soon will it be, though, when this nation can rely to a real extent on renewables? When it comes to a time like this, we're now getting out of mothball power stations to help us at a time of crisis.
Well, the paradox is that the more wind we put on the system, the more we even out the peaks and troughs on the supply, because the wind is always blowing somewhere. But as I said earlier, we do recognise that it's variable output, and we've always advocated a mix, but a mix in which the contribution from clean and totally sustainable energy coming from a source, a fuel that's completely free, that doesn't need to be transported to a generator, that doesn't generate waste and is totally inexhaustible, should be used when it is available in order to conserve the finite resources that contribute to the rest of the mix.
Just
sound good sense, really.
Just finally, I spoke to the Energy Secretary, Ed Davey, the other day when he came back from Brussels, talking about this 27%, this agreement that 27% of energy should come from renewable sources. He was very pleased with that. But what do you say to those people who say, well, hang on a minute, look, nuclear would be a far more reliable option?
But nuclear has been a part of the mix for the last 40 years and is expected to continue to be a mix. We've had this hiatus, as John just described, because we didn't have investment at the right time and in good time, but it is coming through. And there is an expectation that as we move forward, perhaps as much as 40% of our electricity supply would come from nuclear, but we'd like to see another 40% coming from renewables alongside it. No earthly reason why we couldn't work towards that.
Okay, good to talk to you. Thank you very much. That's Maria McCaffrey. Your thoughts on